Shushan Purim Meshulash, Sunday the 23rd of Sunday the 23rd of March of Alan Jacobson.
You already started on Pesach, so we're going to Pesach. A little bit in the Indian of Purim still, on a hapecho. Okay, let's a little bit join in the Simcha of Purim in Yerushalayim. Just like any other Avodah, Simcha is also an Avodah. Just like anything, Simcha is also an Avodah. It says, Vatnei Alecha Simulei Kecha, Vatsof HaMesvach Masas Kala. And Chazal say that's called Atnei Aleches. How's that possible? Those are two things that one does in the biggest public, the biggest publicity. So I once heard from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Erlanger, he said like this, that sometimes one has Atnei Aleches and Hachnasas Kala on the same day, same time. How's it possible to do the two things? He said that's why you need Atnei Aleches. Being a Yid is an Avodah. We don't just party for the sake of partying. We're not sad for the sake of being sad. What we do is everything's with a cheshbon, everything's an Avodah. A Yid's life is an Avodah. Sometimes even a Tzal Tzmei Tachnas Kala has to be done by Tnei Aleches. Today is a tremendous Simcha in Yerushalayim, because today is the day when they are Mesameach, the Simcha of Purim, and therefore we're going to join in with them a little bit and try and relate to the Simcha of Purim still. All the mitzvahs of Purim are with wine. The Simcha of Purim is with wine. And yet, if one looks at the Simcha of Purim, it's was caused, the downfall, the tzara of Purim was caused through Yayin. The Klal Yisrael went and joined, partook of the party, Achashverosh's party, that's with wine. So Ein Kategeh Nas Sanega, that's always the rule. The Kohen Gadol can't go in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Kelifnai V'Lifnim with his big days off, because they were Chayt of Egel. Purim is also on a similar Madrega. So how come here we don't say the thing of Ein Kategeh Nas Sanega? We should say Ein Kategeh Nas Sanega. You're not allowed to rejoice with wine. Take whiskey, anything, but not wine. Why wine? Point number one. Question number two, I think we've got four points, four questions. This is the Akdama for Pesach. Question number two. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says, Kol Sifrei Nevi'im Asidim Libatel. All the books of the Nevi'im are going to become bottled. Except for Megillat Esther. The Pele is, and that's itself a discussion, but the Rambam continues that Megillat Esther is like Hamishah Chumshei Torah, which is never going to be bottled. So the Ravid says there on the spot that if you're going to say that Hamishah Chumshei Torah and Divrei Nekim Chaim are never bottled, so how can you say Kol Sivrei Nevi'im Asidim Libatel? They're also part of the Torah. But Al-Koponim, the Rambam says, and the Medrash expounds on this, Kol HaMoedim Asidim Bottle, a very famous memra, all Yom Tovim will become bottle, except for Purim. Shenema ki nishkachu kol HaTzaris, all the Tzaris will be forgotten, and Purim will never be forgotten. What is special about Purim? How is it that Purim will never be, is something that will remain with us forever? How is it possible? What does it mean that Purim will remain with us forever? What we hear in it is that Purim sounds like it's shayach to the Giluim of La'asid Lavoi, and just like La'asid Lavoi, all the other nisim won't be relevant anymore, La'asid Lavoi, because we won't say anymore Chai Hashem Hashem Tzitzicham Eretz Mitzrayim Ela Chai Hashem Hashem Tzitzicham Eretz Tzofin. And we'll say that we recognize Hashem has taken us out from all the Golis and all the Tzoris, but when it comes to Purim will remain intact. What's special about Purim that makes it remain intact? In fact, we say in Shir HaMaalos, which is about La'asid Lavo, Shir HaMaalos, B'shuv HaShemes, Shiva Tzion, Ayinu Kecholmim, we're talking about La'asid Lavo, and we say, Ayinu Kecholmim, Ozi Molis Chayk Pino, we're going to have a good laugh then. Is that what we're waiting for? We're waiting for Mashiach to come, for the Giluim of Meheri Ban HaMikdash, for La'asid Lavo. Why? Because we're going to have a good laugh. Ozi Molis Chayk Pino. What does it mean? Obviously, again, we hear something's happening which is very similar to Purim. That we sit there and we have tzchok. What is it? What's it all about? Finally, there's a mitzvah on Purim which is a very strange mitzvah. Chai vinish lipsumi bapuria adela yada bin arahab bin barach malcha. It's a mitzvah to get shikha, but not just stomach shikha. To get shikha to the extent. So, first of all, the Paschim say, you know, what to get shikha, haytochen, shouldn't get shikha, it's not appropriate to get shikha, all our bad things come from becoming shikha, don't get shikha, go and have a shluf. The Lamar Sigaret, the Poshup Shat, and a lot of Gdolim were very much to try and do this. The Gemara says a story of Rabbi Reb Zeira. The Reb Zeira got to Shikha, they come Rabbi Shafn, Rabbi got to Shikha, he shechted Reb Zeira. So, you see that there is such an Indian, and they would rather the Tanoim Amoraim try to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Kipshutai. Tai Shikha it was. Why is there such a mitzvah? How is it appropriate? And if we think about what the Gemara says, Chayiv Inish, Lipsum of Apuria, it's a mitzvah to get Shikha, Adela Yoda ben Araham and Baruch Matzah. You know what? If you'd want to say a description, you just say Chai Bonish Lipsubi Apuria, Vapuria, a person should get Shikha until Lichveis, till he falls asleep, or till he, you know, you can't get a straight word out of him. What's the Adela Yoda ben Araham and Baruch Matzah? What's Vilman do with the Araham and Baruch Matzah? So you could say Pashup Shat, because the person's busy with the whole day with discussing Araham and Baruch Matzah, so he's going to get so shikha he won't be able to speak about it anymore. But it begs a pshat. Okay. So we've got the four questions. Let's try and get an answer. The four questions are, number one, the fact that Ein Kategen As Sanega, the mitzvahs of Purim are with wine. Number two, the Rambam says that in Hilchas Megillah, that all the Maidim are going to become bottle and Purim not wise, Purim different. Number three, Shir HaMaalos, Ozi Molis Chayk Pino, are we waiting for the laugh? What's the idea? And number four, Chai Vinish Lipsumu Puri Adla Yoda, can we have an understanding explanation of this mitzvah? Okay. I'm going to need the Shulchan Aruch, Tofresh Tavi Hei, Arachayim, the last one is Arachayim. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's start like this. On Purim, if we look at Purim, anything that was a cause for bad turned out to be the very cause for good. That means they sinned in the Suda, and as a result, because of the Suda, that was the cause of their downfall. The Gemara says the Shalut Talmidos of Shimon Ben Yochai, why when Mishai was the name of Israel clear, why would they decree destruction? The Gemara asks. And the Medrash in Shir HaShirim also brings it, and one of the reason is given is because Shinano Mitzudah from Shalai Sarasha. They partook of the Suda. And that Suda, Haman came to received his first entrance into power. By Yerma Mamuchan, he gave a good idea, and through that, Esther became queen, and Haman and Ahasuerus appreciated that, and therefore Mamela. Haman got his job at the Suda. On the other hand, if we look at this Suda was the cause of our salvation, because as a result of this Suda, Esther became queen through this Suda, she became queen through this Suda. Let's take the next thing. The Eitzah of Haman, terrible decree to destroy the whole of Klal Yisrael, but within his Eitzah itself there was the opportunity for Gaula. Haman at the party made a decree, the Malbim says, he told the king, Haman had a problem. How am I going to get? How am I going to sort out Vashti? That you need to have a parliament meeting and a discussion, and the king has to call the parliament together. So v'nishma piskam ha'melech kirabohi. Then say the Mefarshim that Haman told the king, there's certain things that you don't have to ask your advisors about. There's certain things which are personally relevant to the kingdom, which you are allowed to pass to yourself. Vashti, not coming to your party is something which is going to affect the whole kingdom, how he brought it out, that because now she's making a zilzal in the malchus, and therefore it's important for you to go and paskin this yourself, go and chop off her head. So the psak which came out from here was a psak that he can himself paskin on things which are directly relevant to him. That was the cause of Haman's downfall. Because at the party which Esther made later on, Ahasuerus got into a temper. Ha'itochen ish tzar v'ayiv Haman orazeh Haman meifel alamita gam lichvash esamal kemi babayit. He goes outside in the garden, and the Medrash says he sees that the malachim were cutting down his garden, and they asked him my high, and they said, you know, Haman told us to cut it down, you get a better view on the gallows that way from your house. And then he walks back inside and he sees Haman falling over Esther, Agam Lechwesh Samal came over by, and he can't take it anymore. Chavoyne turns around, you know, that gallows. Haman told me yesterday, Ashadibatoiv Alamelech, did he think that the king would look even nicer swinging on that? But he said Mordechai, meanwhile, should go up there. Straight up in, Tulu Alav. Now, had he needed to come onto a parliamentary discussion, by the time he would have got to that, Haman would have been off the hook. But, because at the original party, Venishma Piskam Amelach Kirabohi, Haman had arranged his own downfall. So with the fact, in the same time the Haman had arranged the Torah, Ha'eta Shahichin Loi, he'd also been the Eta Shahichin Loi for himself. Finally, maybe we'll see one or two more later on, Haman himself was the one who Paskin Dois, Kachayasel Esha Shah Amelach Avit Bikarei. Haman is the one who engineered the downfall of the Jews, but with the same time through that he's engineering the downfall, his own downfall. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the Yeshua like that? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the Yeshua like all the other Tzoros, you know, in Mitzrayim? We went through troubles, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisim, and we went out. Why did it have to be engineered in this way? What did the Klal Yisrael, let's look at what Klal Yisrael did wrong when they went to that party. There was a big discussion. But Klal Yisrael went to the party, and Mordechai says, in my Daas Torah, it doesn't seem to be appropriate for you to go to this party. And they said to Mordechai, you know, the king has invited us. If we're not going to, we're the Jewish component, contingent, and representative of this city. If we're not going to go, it's going to be a disgrace to the kingdom. And what he's going to do is he's going to murder all of us. How can we not go to this party? It's going to be considered an affront to the rulership. And in those days, of course, not to go to attend... it was a big chiddush, Vashtiya Kados Ein Onus. The fact that they didn't, this is a new, if the king would have said, Vashtiya Kados Yesh Onus, then people would have drunk till they died. There's no such thing. We're talking about monarchy. So how could they, so they said, of course we can't not go, we have to go. And Mordechai said, don't go. What were they doing by going? They were saying that one has to follow the rules of Sibur Mesoviv. One has to follow the rules of what makes sense. Mordechai picked himself up above that, and he said one mustn't do that. He's coming to rejoice about something that defies the existence of Klal Yisrael. What was Ahasuerus' party all about? Ahasuerus' party was all about celebrating the 70 years were finished. Celebrating the fact that Klal Yisrael were no longer under the rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were under the rulership of Teva. They were completely menutak, detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They lost their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By saying they didn't connect, they didn't listen to Mordechai, by saying that, they were putting themselves under Keri, under Mikre, under the normal Mahalchem of Seder HaTeva. Who comes along as a result of that? Asher Korcho Baderech. Amalek are the representative of detachment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world. They're the ones who carry the banner of that Shvorhu Kiviyachol is not around in this world. They come along and saying everything's a mikra. You want to do that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah Keneged Midah, comes Amalek. What's the tikkun? What's the ultimate tikkun for Amalek? So let's start with two madrigas. The first tikkun, Tam Alek, is a person recognizes and does tshuva, and recognizes that Baruch Hu does in fact lead the world. The Gemara says, "Gedoylo asfaras tabas yosem imemches neviim she'omad lem leYisrael." When Achashverosh took out that ring and gave it to Haman, that achieved more than 48 Nevi'im did for Klal Yisrael. And Rashi goes there through all the 48 Nevi'im. If everyone knows what the 48 Nevi'im are, Rashi makes a list and works out all the 48 Nevi'im. Now, what did he do that did more than 48 Nevi'im? Because the 48 Nevi'im were standing there telling Klal Yisrael, do teshuva, do teshuva, do teshuva, and they never caused them to do teshuva. And Haman just, Achashverosh took off that ring, and with that, signed the decree of Klal Yisrael, immediately, Klal Yisrael, Agudim Batsara, Lishmech Tchina, Klal Yisrael, come, do tshuva, Lech, Kanaisis, Kalayudim, it achieved more than anything ever achieved before. So, sometimes, La'aleinu Atzara can be a cause for a tremendous tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Tzara of Purim, the tzara of the fact that we did the Averis and that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring that decree, in fact brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we can say that sometimes doing something bad can bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a bigger depth to it than that. The Nesiva says that the Megillah is there to teach a person how Zdoinos Nasen Lekas Purim, how when a person does tshuva me'avo, which is what happened on Purim, zdoinus nas lekas chuyus, the things we did wrong, in fact, become our merits. We can say, oh, we went there, Baruch Hashem, we were there at the party. Well, how? Let's have a look. Like we said, in the party and everything, each stage of the way, everything which was a sibba l'ra became a sibba for the Yeshua. In fact, one of the Amoraim, the Gemara brings in the beginning of Megillah, when before the Gemara dashens all the psukim of the Megillah, the Gemara starts off by bringing psichas. Now a psicha is an introduction, a hakdama, with which a Tana or Amora would bring a pasuk, and that pasuk would like sum up the whole content of what he's saying the Megillah is about. Now one of the Amoraim brought the following pasuk. It says Tachas hanatzut yale v'roish v'sachas asir pad yale hadas. Very famous pasuk. Tachas ha-na'atzutz, shenema kol ha-na'atzutzim, which is like blaspheming against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of Haman, who blasphemed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yale b'roish, b'somim roish. Mordechai, Mordechai is, he was the opposite in Tachas ha-na'atzutz. Tachas ha-sirpad, instead of Vashti, shesora refidosei shel ha-heichal, that he burned, that she was the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar who burned down the Beis HaMikdash. Yale Hadas, Hadassah came along, who her son, Daryovesh, built the Beis HaMikdash. So the passage says Tachas. So Rabbi Gedalia Shah says, Tachas HaNatus Yale Bereish, means like, as if you dig up the tree, where you've got this tree of this Natus, you'd find the Bereish. Underneath Haman, in the very place of Haman, you found Mordechai. In the very place of Vashti, you found Esther. Because Klal Yisrael came to the recognition that what they were doing was wrong, and that how they did teshuva, therefore in the very place came about Mordechai, in the very place came Haman. But why? Because what's the type of teshuva one does? If a person does an Avera, to the extent that Klal Yisrael did the Avera, what were they doing? They were saying that we've lost all hope, the Shechina's gone, and there's no hope anymore for Klal Yisrael. We're detached. We're going to partake in Achashverosh's Suda, which is representing the end of the Tkuf of Bais Rishon, the fact that Nevuah is not being Niskayim. So what are you doing? You're saying that we're nothing. We're lost. So what is the tshuva for that? The tshuva for that is to recognize that even though it looks like we're lost, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scene pulling the puppet show. Behind everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Even though we think we're not there, he's not there, he really is there. So when you do that, you bring a completely new revelation to everything you've done. Because you're showing that whatever you thought wasn't there, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. So whenever you went to the party, you did an aveira, you celebrated, you did something wrong, and you thought that because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm there the whole time. So when I recognize that, the Sibba Lera, which is the Sibba for Haman, in fact comes the Sibba for Yeshua. That is something which is relevant to La'asid Lahu. Why? Now with that, I'd like to bring a gaon on, share with you a gaon in Hilchas Purim. The halacha says like this: Chayev inish lipsumer lupuria adela yada ben arham and lebarach malachai. It's chia machoyev to get chicken until you can't tell the difference. Says the Gaon some very cryptic words, which I'd like to learn together with you. Ratzalayma, he says it means ben nikmas haman legdulas malachai. Adela yada doesn't mean just a limit. It's not just how shiky you're meant to be. It's a perception. It's an understanding. A person has to get so shiky until he doesn't understand the difference between nikmas haman, the revenge against Haman, and Legdulas Mordechai, the greatness of Mordechai. V'hu Masha Kofa, he brings the Gemara. Gedoyla Nekoma Shenitna Ben Shtei Be'ez. It's a Gemara of Brachas Taflam Gimel. The Gemara says there's two things which are tremendously great. Gedoyla Nekoma Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisis, because it says Kael Nekoma is Hashem. So there's two names of Hashem on either side of it, Kael and Hashem. Kael Nekoma is Hashem. And Gedoyla Dea Shenitla ben shteyos, because it says Kael Deyos Hashem. The kivim shenitla deya lo yeda. And as soon as you won't have the deya, you won't know. And what does he mean? There's two giluyim, Kael Deyos Hashem and Kael Nakomet Hashem. And when one is taken away, then you won't know. Let's try and understand it. Today, nowadays, the Gemara says there's two brachas. The Gemara says in Pesachim daf mem tes. The Gemara says, "Loik olam hazeh, olam haba." Olam hazeh and olam haba are different. In what way? If you'd want to sum up, why is now different from Asid Lavay? How would you say Yichveis, no Moshiach, or saying, you know, what, if you'd ask somebody, tell me what's the difference between nowadays and Asid Lavay? What would you say? Yichveis, I could tell you 100 things. No. Oh. The Gemara says, "Olam hazeh has got two brachas, and olam haba has got one bracha." What's the what's two brachas? One says, Olam Hazeh is you say on good things, Hateva Meitiv, and on bad things, you say, Dayanem. Mm-hmm. And Olam Haba, you only make Hateva Meitiv. Mm-hmm. That's it. If you want to sum up the whole difference, mm-hmm. that's the difference. Unbelievable thing. Let's try and understand it. And this is where we'll see the Purim coming through. In Olam Hazeh, you see two different Hanhagas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which in Chayr we can't relate the two. One is, person has Simchas, and Hateva Meitiv. Person has bad things. He says, I see Kiviyachal a different perception to Hashem. So what can I say? I see he's a judge, Dainan, a different perception. But Lamai Sigaret, really, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the same Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We say that every morning, Yotze Eir Avayra Chayshach, Yotze Shalom Avayra Sakal. In the Pasuk, it really says, Yotze Eir Avayra Chayshach, Yotze Shalom Avayra Ra. We just call it Avayra Sakal. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the same person who makes Eir, he makes Chayshach, he makes Tov, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes Ra. It's all one and the same thing. But we don't see that. We can't see it. We can't appreciate it. Lasted love and reason. There's two ways, like we're saying, there's two ways to be Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's have a look at the Gemara. How does a person come to recognize Hashem in this world without understanding? Kael Deis Hashem, a person goes and is exposed to Das of Hashem, and he thinks and he works on it, and he comes, gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a davening, through a tefillah, through Nesinas HaTorah, through Chesed, through whatever a person does. A person gets Kael Deis Hashem, a person gets closer to Hashem through his Das. That's the way you get closer to Hashem. A person who Chas V'Shalom goes against his Das, he gets an Einish, and he's going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests him in this world. In fact, the Gemara says, if somebody's got Deya, it's kelu nivna beis hamikdash beyamov. A person who has das, he's bringing the beis hamikdash. He's the megala b'shchina. But also the mikdash shanti was like, oh, a person has shchina within himself if he has das. A person who chasam hasn't got das, also the rachem alav. It even says the Gemara says mishayim by dea. It means also the rachem. It doesn't mean somebody who's born without das le'aleinu. You know, somebody who's born ill. We're talking about somebody who's born healthy with his mind, and he goes and uses his mind to go against Hashem. So we've got, that's the unbelievable thing of Das. Somebody goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you ask somebody, which way should I choose? You ask somebody, which way should I choose? Which way will bring Kavod Shamayim? No doubt about it. Go and use your brain to do what Hashem wants you to do. On Purim, what did you see? If you'd be standing there and you see them hoisting Haman up there, which one brings Priyah Kavod Shamayim? Mordechai going with the Levush Malchus Chelis V'chor, or Haman, who the previous 5 minutes ago was coming to bring about the downfall of the Jews and is suddenly finding himself upside down, turned up, the whole thing turned on its face up there? Which one brings a bigger Kavod Shamayim? Haman, but maybe Mordechai. That's the point. That's Gedolei Nakama. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about a vengeance in such a way that it's so clear that it's a vengeance against him, that it's taking vengeance against him, then there's no difference between the two. The person doing the will of Hashem and the person not doing the will of Hashem are both bringing out the same Kavod Shamayim. Says the Gemara, Kel Nakama is Hashem. The Gemara says, but you're not allowed to take Nakama. Says the Gemara, that Gemara, Lemil Se Gdoilehu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to meet out that Nakama, it's Gdoileh. There's a Kel Deyas Hashem, which is our Mahalach throughout life. That's the way we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out his, meets out the punishment on the Rishayim in such a way, Kel Nakama is Hashem, then you can't tell the difference between Gdulas Mordechai and Nikmas Haman. Says the Gemara, says the Halacha, that when it comes to Purim, there's a little window, a little blink we get. We get a little snapshot view of a gili which will happen la'asid love. We get a little snapshot view of what's going to happen la'asid love when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in the Haftarah of Shabbat HaGadol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the Rishayim by Yudereh and the Chalbasa. People will see the vengeance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out on the Rishayim, and it'll be so clear that whatever they plan to do against the Jews, to destroy the Jews, they get that measure for measure exactly as they did. There's a tremendous Kavod Shamayim over here. So do I need my Das? Do I need to Kiviyachol? Do I need Das to bring about Kavod Shamayim? Do I need to serve, in inverted commas, if I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without my Das, I'll also be bringing out Kavod Shamayim. Whatever I'm going to do, whether I do good or Chas V'Shalom I do bad, either way I'm going to be a vehicle for Kavod Shamayim, whatever happens. Chayiv Inish Lipsumi Bepuria, a person has to appreciate on Purim that even if without his Das, which is the gift that God gave us to bring about to our Dveikas Bashem, even without Das, a person can still bring about Kavod Shamayim. He can be a vehicle for Kavod Shamayim. Haman, struck up on the gallows, is also a vehicle for Kavod Shamayim. In fact, the Gemara says, Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman, Lom Du Torah B'Neibarat. Why is it? Because Haman had that schus in inverted commas. Yeah, that through him was brought about the same Kavod Shamayim that Mordechai had. So now, if you're going to sit to yourself, so which way am I meant to take? So the rest of the year it's Kel Deyas Hashem. On Purim, when one has a snapshot view of the situation, La'asid Lavoi, I scratch my head and I say to myself, which way will bring about more Kavod Shamayim? There is no way. It's not clear. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of the day, La'asid Lavoi, there's only one bracha, Tov Ameisiv. Both ways bring about Kavod Shamayim. Both ways are the vehicle for Kavod Shamayim. So we come back to our questions. We ask, why is it that here the mitzvah of the Yom Tov is with wine when it was the sibah for the thing? I ain't katega nata sanega. The answer is Purim is such a Yom Tov when banahapoichu. Purim is such a Yom Tov where the sibah for the Yeshua and the sibah for the Gula become one, because we reach a madrega on Purim where there is no difference. Both bring about Kavod Shamayim. Klal Yisrael sinned. They did teshuva. They come back to the same place where they were, what they did wrong was Donis Nasta Kishuyas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them a Yeshua, which was on such a tremendous level of a Gilui, where it's a snapshot view of Lasid Lavoi. That's why Purim is never going to become bottled. That's why Oz Yimal is Chayk Pino. Let me just finish with that. Why Oz Yimal is Chayk Pino? I once heard from somebody, if you see somebody, the queen, walking along the street, and suddenly a banana peel on the floor, and suddenly the queen slips and falls on her face on the banana peel, I promise you everybody will burst out laughing. It's tremendous embarrassment. But the contrast of events makes a person, you know, you expect something to go, the punchline to go one way. A joke is always where you expect the story to go one way, and then it suddenly turns a different way. Ozimonis chekino means they bring out to us that the what will happen after Lavoi will be to us, we think, you know, it's Taurus, 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 and then suddenly Hashem will show us, and we'll be so gobsmacked that Ozimonis chekino. It'll bring us out a tremendous chek. And finally, we answered this question really is then Wachai Venish Tipsumi and Purim Adela Yoda, because that's what Purim's all about, to bring about that revelation.